News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, just 23% of families located in the Gaeltacht are raising their children with Irish. This is according to an in-depth study of Gaeltacht language planning areas. And now only two areas remain where the majority of children actually continue to speak Irish outside of school. To discuss this, I'm joined by Julian Despon, who's Ardrú Ní, or General Secretary of Conradh na Gaeilge. Good morning, Julian. I suppose this information is very good in the sense that it gives you a clear picture of what the state of play is in the Gaeltacht. But is it not also incredibly depressing?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, Mark. It is, as you say, good to know where you're starting from. And I'd like to commend Tishmore na Gaeltacht and Sirka na Cailleachar, who actually commissioned the survey. And I think what we found from that results then basically 23%, and whilst some areas will be a lot stronger, as you say, two areas over 50%, I suppose it shows the huge challenge before us to ensure that we protect and make sure the Gaeltacht are growing in the number of speakers at home rather than decline.
Yeah, look, of course it should be preserved. It would be wonderful if it was a living, vibrant language used by all of us. But that isn't the reality. And when you consider all of the effort, all of the support, all of the money that has been put into it, that this result, even in Gaeltacht areas, are you fighting a losing battle here?
Well, I think you have to look at it. I think very little money has been put into, you know, developing or ensuring that, you know, families are encouraged to use the Irish language in the Gaeltacht areas. And if you find that the vast majority of services provided by the state would be provided through English to Gaeltacht area families as well. So I think what this is actually is highlighting is that there's been a huge lack of provision. And while the language planning is a new project that's been brought in over the last number of years, we have to give it time to develop, but we have to give it the resources to develop as well. We have to ensure that all childcare services, we have to ensure that all, you know, medical services, all the, you know, services that you need for speech therapy services, all these different things need to be provided through Irish in the Gaeltacht to ensure that families can raise their children through Irish, that it's not an ongoing challenge for them every day to use Irish at home and when they're not being supported by the state at the same time.
So, Julian, would you maintain then that successive Irish governments actually only paid lip service to preserving the language? That, you know, it's treated as a kind of a cultural sacred cow, and they bow and they acknowledge that, but they say, oh yes, we must do everything we can, but hypocritically, actually, they do nothing. And when it comes to, you know, putting cash on the table and putting their money where your mouth is, so to speak, that they just don't do it.
Well, I think if we look at it, you know, we're over 100 years since the foundation of the state, and, you know, still there aren't been services provided to the medium of Irish in the Gaeltacht areas. I think that speaks to, you know, the what's not happened and what should have happened over those years. I suppose what we've got to look at now, though, is the encouraging signs of this, that there are many families still raising their children to Irish in the Gaeltacht, and we need to support them and we need to grow that number as well. And I think very much the group that actually commissioned this survey, that's where they're coming from in this as well. They look at it, look, we know where we are now. There is hope there in a lot of families that are using Irish in the Gaeltacht areas. We have to support them better. Even the government came out yesterday and said they would support them better as well. But they need to plan it better into the future. They need to plan these services, plan the supports that are going to be in there. And I think that's something that, if addressed properly, we will actually increase those numbers. We are looking at 26 planning areas now in the Gaeltacht areas. So it is being dealt with on a more constructive basis now. But the essential things we need, you know, we understand we need is, you know, to provide services and ensure that the families can use Irish, you know, with their families.
Yeah, and I accept all of that. And you know, if you don't have the support of the state, and particularly in an increasingly globalized world where, you know, the lingua franca is English, all the social media, all of the media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But with only 2,888 families out of a total of 12,586 families with children of school-going age located in Gaeltacht areas now raising their children in Irish, the people on the ground, it would appear to me, seem to have given up the ghost. And it can't just be because, you know, they can't get language therapy, Oscar.
Well, I think it's been because we haven't been, I suppose, in showing the advantages of using the language, having the language, we haven't been. And when people can't provide, can't get services through the medium of Irish, they don't want, you know, they don't want to, you know, pass that on to their children as well. So many families in the past may have taken decisions based on the fact that they were so frustrated, that they were so angry, that they were so, you know, put out that they couldn't function through the medium of Irish in the Gaeltacht areas. But that said, you know, you've got to take into account some of these numbers are, you know, from areas such as Clare Galway, which would have a high number of families and a very low number of Irish speaking families. And we'd know that, you know, but then in the Gaeltacht areas further west, you know, obviously it'll be a lot stronger in terms of the number of families that are raising their children to Irish.
Okay, well, look, you have a clearer picture now of the size of the task in front of you, if you didn't before. But for the time being, thank you very much for joining us. That's Julian Despond, General Secretary, Ard Rooney of Conradh na Gaeilge.